This is the season finale of Universe 25, but there is an outtake episode coming later. More info to come after the closing sequence.
From the creators of Mercury Theater Podcast comes Universe 25. Listener's discretion is advised. Previously on Universe 25.
We have followers willing to die for the Chiesa.
We're being punished for disregarding the laws of Kaland.
Kaland hasn't known poverty until just recently. And that's our fault. It appears you're happy to just push it to destruction just so you can say you made a difference.
I wish I never found that tunnel.
Me too.
You treat them like they were some ancient gods deserving of worship.
You've apparently made it your mission to make me your enemy.
You're putting me in jail?
Your religious bullshit doesn't work on me.
If there's a little mythology that helps people find that joy, can it really be all that bad?
The governors decide what to prescribe everyone.
The very notion of marriage is outdated, and I would never subject myself to such enslavement.
I urge you to avoid taking your dailies.
You have no idea where she is.
Let's just say the numbers of people like me, the nomads, are higher than you'd expect.
Don't grab me! Nicholas, let go of me!
I don't know if these are withdrawals or if this is just what it's like to feel emotions, but I don't like it.
Late doctor's name would be used again with pride!
Nicholas?
Nicholas!
I asked Ormgard to take over the Chiesa. We'll see you on the other side, my friend.
We are still unaware as to who assassinated the First
Father. We came to investigate the murder of one of your citizens. Nicholas.
Nobody wants to follow you.
We are going to have a vote for either of us.
We have tallied the votes from the crowd, and here are the results. Sovereign Right Ares has 2,749 votes.
Will you be my Sovereign Right?
My answer is still no.
Be my wife.
Let's pretend I said I'd think about it.
Over the last few months, the governors have been amassing a force of military members from the inactives.
Justice Joyce, thank you for agreeing to see me.
For you, First Father, anything. To what do I owe the honor?
I do appreciate your jumping straight to the point, so I'll be just as direct. I need an advisor, and I was hoping I could count on you to be my sovereign right.
Me?
Of course. Who else would I choose?
Honorable Ormgard.
Surfaces, no. You are the obvious choice. Someone disinclined to try to take over, like the Honorable Ormgard.
And you chose me over the professor? I didn't know him well, but I knew that he and you were very close.
I considered him, but after consideration, I knew you were the right choice. Now, will you accept, or are you going to keep trying to find someone else to take the position instead?
Yes, I accept. Of course I accept you.
Calm down, Sovereign Right. I've never seen you so excited.
I never expected to be given the true honor of being appointed Sovereign Right.
Do you remember when Nicholas and I debated at your session those few years back?
Yes, about the pay of the inactives versus the actives.
Impressive memory you have.
I didn't become Kaland Auditor for being stupid.
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
Sovereign Right.
Yeah, try it on for size. Before too long, I'm sure you'll wish someone else had the title.
Oh, no, sir. I saw how you held the role, quite superbly, I might add.
I'm sure you'll be eating your words in the not-too-distant future, but I'm glad you like it. But seriously, you're taking on a very serious role, and if you call me sir again, I'm taking the role right back from you. While we're on the subject, to you, I have no title, except in the presence of others. To you, I'm Ares. You aren't just another cog in the wheel. You are an advisor to me. While I have final say, I expect you to give me very pointed advice. No sugarcoating anything. I need you to weigh options and let me know exactly what you're thinking and why.
Of course.
I would like to bring this all into some perspective, so we're on the same page and you know precisely what to expect.
If I may.
Sure.
There are about 700,000 followers in the Chiesa. You lead the 700,000 members, and they seem to eat every word that you feed them. They abandoned their livelihoods to follow a truth, and some were forcefully removed from their homes. You don't want to make sweeping proclamations without fully understanding every possible positive and adverse reaction. You were the right hand to the late First Father, advising even in the most difficult times, being often ignored. You took on the role as the bad guy to First Father when you two disagreed. Am I on the right path?
I couldn't have summarized the role any better myself. Obviously, there is plenty of nuance to it, but for a summary, I think you hit the nail on the head.
I have measured every step that you've taken, and the First Father, Founders keep him. I know I had a prominent position in among the governors as Callan Auditor. I knew I had left my future for governorship when I joined the Chiesa, but there were so many unanswered questions that Callan simply left unanswered for me. I found truth and happiness in the Chiesa, and that's why I'm here. Oh, I'm sorry. I know you weren't wanting me to ramble on about my dreams and—
No, I have nowhere to be. I'm just now realizing I never bothered to ask what your passions are, or how the Chiesa fits into your plans. Please, tell me anything and everything that pops into your head.
Well, thank you for—
No. What did I say? Ares.
Of course. Thank you. I grew up always knowing there was something not quite right. I knew I had to grow up to be someone special so that I could figure it out, and then hopefully other little girls would grow up knowing what I didn't. I got accepted to university and found a particular passion for leadership. Eventually, I got the position of Callan Auditor on an accelerated path to governorship.
Chapter 8, Death Squared.
Sir, madam, Honorable Ermgard is here to see you.
What the hell for?
It seemed urgent. If you'd like me to send her away.
No, she... Let her in.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for seeing me, First Father, and Sovereign Right.
What brings you around this way, former Honorable Ermgard?
I know we left on bad terms the last time we saw one another. I was at fault, and I apologize. I humbly ask—
I'm sorry, Ermgard. My guard said it seemed urgent that you were here. I'm not seeking apologies or anything. Is there something pressing at hand right now?
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes. I still have connections within the governorship, and it appears they are amassing—
An army of inactives.
Yes. I would ask how you know, but it appears you have your informants as well.
I have ways, yes. But I am curious as to why you would bring this to my attention, and why now, exactly.
Of course. First Father, it appears you are about to face some kind of war with Calland.
It wouldn't happen.
If I may, First Father, I'm curious as to why the former Honorable Ermgard is of the impression of an imminent threat. Of all the governors, Ermgard was the most insightful.
Thank you, Justice Joyce.
Sovereign Right, Joyce.
My congratulations, by the way. Thank you. If I may continue, though, the governors are permitted to draw an army of inactives under the threat of war.
That isn't accurate.
I'm sorry, First Father, but it is. In one of the bylaws of the governorship, there is only the exception of training an army when a threat is imminent.
But who's threatening war?
You are.
That... No. No!
We aren't threatening. We're at peace, and we have no intention of combating Calland.
No. No, she's right. There is only one bylaw regarding the construction of an army, and that's it. Unless they're creating an army to fight the nomads, you are the only threat to Callan. Did you know they were building a military?
Yes, but there's
but
no—
I know I only took the role a couple of hours ago, but I should have known this a long time ago. We need to get me briefed on everything. They're amassing a military to fight the Chiesa.
First Father, what is the next course of action, and how may I be of assistance?
Ordinarily, Justice Joyce would be making this presentation, but circumstances have justified I have the distinct pleasure of reintroducing you to a few members. I realize I haven't been incredibly accessible to the Chiesa, but I'm sure, as you can imagine, I've had a great deal on my plate. Some of those points I can finally make public to you. Behind me are distinguished members of the Chiesa who have held positions of leadership. With the passing of First Father Nicholas, I have been determined the new First Father. But I needed a successor too. Today, I ask Justice Joyce to come before me, before your Chiesa. Justice Joyce, as First Father, I christen Sovereign Right. If you accept this role, say, I do.
I do. Thank you.
Thank you, Sovereign Right. The loss of my best friend has plagued me with so much horror, sorrow, and a great burden. It is with a heavy heart that I must inform you of the threat we are about to face. Kaland, our former home, is being turned against us. We got word that the governors in Kaland are building an army, a force of people who intend to do us in the Chiesa harm. We have always been a peaceful organization, and we always meant to be. We are being threatened by a city that has no reason to feel threatened by us. We all have loved ones who live in Kaland. The governors are about to declare war on us. I know. They tossed many of us out of our homes simply for realizing the intentions of the Founders. We did nothing wrong except believe something different, counter to what the governors had meant us to learn. We never forced anyone to do anything, and yet they have bullied us. We lost everything. And everything that we have now, we created from nothing. And now what? They're going to try to kill us for living where they forced us to? We're not trained to fight. We're just trying to make it by. And then they lose sight of the Treaty of Fields. Ironically, we are currently on sacred ground where the Founders said Kaland would never witness another wrongful death. We recently found out how the governors intend to have spit on the very treaty that was signed in this field. Blood will be spilled. The question is, would you rather die defenseless? Or are you ready to fight for everything you believe in? I thought so. Please, please. Oh. Ermgard, if you would come here, please. With the looming threat of Kaland, I am forced to petition the Founders for the best, but prepare the Chiesa for the worst. Ermgard, as First Father, I christen you General Ermgard. If you accept this role, say, I do.
I do.
Thank you, General Ermgard. General, Founders, help us! Forever provided!
Please, Ares, we are here in truce.
If we're at a truce, I expect to be given the same respect I give you, Governor Delaney. Address me by my title of First Father.
We can do that. Thank you, First Father. See? We can be reasonable. Please, we do not wish to have any military confrontation against anyone.
Then how would you explain the army?
It is nothing more than a precautionary measure.
Sovereign Right.
Governor's Handbook, Chapter 2, Subsection 4. Under the threat of danger by any other entity, only then is the governorship permitted to erect a standing military force.
Thank you. See? Under threat. If anything, you are preparing for a battle, and yet no one threatens you. you are in direct competition with the only then part of the subsection of your handbook. Or does your former auditor have that wrong?
No. It appears you have evidently done your research. I'm curious as to how you have possession of our handbook.
General Ermgard was kind enough to let us borrow it for this occasion.
General? If anyone appears to be getting ready for battle, it is undoubtedly your group.
Oh, no. It's strictly, how did he say, a precautionary measure?
If this is how this conversation is going to continue, I'd best make my leave. I came in good faith.
It seems to me you did no such thing. You're precautiously preparing an army in direct opposition to your own handbook? Did the Treaty of Fields mean nothing to you? The good faith ruse won't work on me, Governor. You and the rest of your people should have kept war off the table until after we talked. You've already screwed up. If you want to talk, let's talk. But don't pretend it's anything it isn't.
You seem like a reasonable man.
You came here to tell me you're here in good faith and that I'm a reasonable man? Anything else?
Yes. How did your predecessor die?
I'm not interested in that.
You should be. The way I see it, you have the most to gain
from
his...
We're not seriously trying to change the subject, are we?
It has been weeks since his death. Calland has strict policies regarding wrongful deaths. His murderer isn't being held accountable for his actions.
Are you here to surrender too?
What on surface is for?
So, you aren't confessing to his assassination?
No. I don't know how you made that leap. I am offended by the inference.
If you have such strict policies, you should probably be ready to enforce them. Either you or one of the other governors ensured the Chiesa's leader's death. So, unless you're surrendering, I expect to never hear another one of your people bring up his assassination. Got it?
You're being unreasonable.
Unreasonable? For such a reasonable fellow, I do get called unreasonable a lot. If you're declaring war, I recommend you do that now. Otherwise, I recommend you see yourself back to your happy little city.
In that case, I will take my leave. First Father.
Governor Delaney. I know it has been 6 months since our First Father was taken from us, but today, I would like to present to you a statue in his honor. The Chiesa has come so far. We've had our setbacks, and now we finally seem to be able to breathe free air again. With over 1 million members in the Chiesa, we seem to only be getting better, stronger, and bigger. Our Chiesa went from just a handful a few years ago to now we have our own city of prosperity. Remember when we first started out and it was nothing more than a muddy field, but now look out, a legitimate city. But we mustn't ever forget where we came from. We're here today because of one man's passion to bring the truth to the masses. That truth got him killed. Not a day goes by that I don't remember my childhood friend. I can still recall the days we played floor discs as children at Borden. But the memory that haunts me is him falling to the ground, just an arm's length from me. My best friend was taken from me. Our first father, helpless for the very first time in his life. Today, we honor his memory in statue. And forever, may it always remind us to stay true to ourselves and have truth always be our guiding light. Everyone, may I present to you First Father Nicholas. What's going on?
First Father, it appears we have someone inside the guest.
Get them out.
Sentry!
First Father! They're coming for you! They're accusing you of First Father Nicholas's assassination. Hide! Please!
Ares would have never done that, though!
There is proof of your coordinating with the assassin. Please, Ares, I implore you, get to safety immediately.
General, hold them off.
There is proof of your coordinating with the assassin. Please, Ares, I implore you, get to safety immediately.
Ares. Tell me you didn't.
No, of course not. Now's not the time. Come on.
I'm with you, First Father. I know whatever reason you did it, you had justification.
General, assemble the army. Keep them out of the gate. Okay, take us to safety.
They're already inside.
How did that happen? They're coming for you too.
Follow me. I'll get you to safety.
There he is. Get Aaron.
Leona, come on. Leona? Leona? Where are you? Leona. No, God.
First Father, I need you to come with me. You, help me get the First Father to safety.
No right.
I know.
I was the one they were coming for. Not Leona.
Yes, but they had no reason to come for you either. Did they?
Nicholas was complacent.
I don't think I'm following.
He watched while the modest assembly made all the decisions. He took credit for everything, but he wasn't in charge.
I don't see the connection.
He was my best friend.
Well, I know.
No, you don't. He was my best friend who was leading the Chiesa into certain ruin. He was a puppet. But everyone saw him as the lead.
Ares, I will follow you anywhere that you lead me, but are the governors right?
I did it. I had my best friend killed for the Chiesa. I never wanted to be First Father. I never wanted to be in charge. I only ever wanted to live in my flat. It was quiet. I wanted everyone to know the truth about Kaland. I never wanted this.
Oh, Ares, what have we done?
I don't know. I loved Nicholas. I loved Leona. I killed them both.
No. Nicholas lives on. The governors killed Leona. The Chiesa is stronger now. Everyone worshipped them. First Father and the Duchess were lost, but they won't be forgotten. We are under attack, and they will give the Chiesa the strength they need to keep prosperity.
This is going to hurt. Sorry about that. Listen, you were shot. You've been unconscious for 2 days, but you're getting better. To be honest, we haven't had to deal with a wound like this in 1,000 years, but I resorted to reading ancient medicinal books to help guide me. Sorry about the stitches. They're honestly kind of terrible, but how are you feeling, I mean, besides your wound?
How am I feeling? Fucking angry.
Universe 25 was written, directed, and sound designed by John S. Batcher. Written in collaboration with Alvin Lai and Nathan Woltering. Vocal talents for today's episode by
Maximilian Koger as Ares.
Destiny Patterson as Leona.
Tom Harrison as the Professor.
Rebecca Boyce as Ermgard.
Rachel Adams as Joyce.
Adam Arthur as Governor Delaney.
And by
Nathan Woltering as Faust.
Casting assistance by Chad Bell. Post-production assistance by S.B. Rupert. And for the intro and outro narration, I'm Richard Braddock. Visit our website, universe25pod.com, for more information, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram for behind-the-scenes content. If you enjoyed this, please consider rating and reviewing this show on your podcast platform of choice. The Universe 25 theme music, Two to Tango, was created by Joe Blankenberg and used with permission by Position Music.
Before you leave in a huff, there's so much potential for season two. There's a hilarious bonus episode coming out in a month for everyone, but out next week for patrons. Go to universe25pod.com/support to find out how to join their ranks. Season two is planned, but to go into production, we need 30 patrons of any level, even if they're all $1 a month patrons. Our talents all deserve to be paid if we're going to do this again. Thank you for listening to Universe 25. And one last thing, women's rights are human rights.